I want to raise the issue of the publication of the Mental Health Commission annual report that was published, and once again it highlights the deficiencies in services affecting seriously the issue around children being admitted to adult units, mental health units in this state. We see from the report that 84 children were admitted to adult mental health units in the state last year. And the head of the Commission, John Farley, said the placement of any child in any adult unit indicates a service provision gap. He goes on to say that no child should access mental health services through a unit that is not equipped to deal with their needs. And I'm sure, Minister, that you will share that view, that this is simply totally unacceptable, and it's gone on for far, far too long. It is time to end this practice for once and for all. It's time to deliver on the vision for change. How many years ago is that now that we've had that promise?
The number of beds is required.
And it's time to make sure that all beds are commissioned. Minister, 44 out of the 74 beds last year were only operational. So can you outline to those children and others that what is the plan here to make sure that no child has to access mental health through adult services?
Thank you, Deputy. I've just come from the launch of that report a couple of minutes ago. We are aware of the issue. I think, Deputy, to answer first of all just the issue of young people being admitted to adult. Sometimes it can be multifactorial, and the reason for it can be down to geography and down to, you know, any age. Somebody could be 18 and a half. I'm not defending the practice. I'm just saying in some circumstances it is beyond our control. In other circumstances it's not acceptable. We don't want to see it happening. There is a protocol in place where a young person is admitted to an adult unit. The head of the HSE Mental Health Service has to be notified, as do the Mental Health Commission have to be notified of it, and there are some very strict guidelines and protocols to protect them there. Ultimately, it's a capacity issue as well in some cases, and with the new opening, we will be taking possession of the Central Mental Hospital in Portrane towards the end of this year, I'd say probably in November, and hopefully commissioned early next year. That will obviously help with capacity across the country, because it will take some of the more acute cases there. So we have improvements in capacity coming down the stream. We obviously have staffing challenges, which you're well aware, in some of the places where we have capacity. So look, we're aware of the challenge. We are continuing the department and the HSE to work towards ensuring that practice is kept to an absolute minimum.